We're up to Maskev La Rav Sheshas. Okay? Daf Kuftal and Amud Beis at the 5th, 6th, 7th, whatever line. Okay? So Maskev La Rav Sheshas. So Rav Sheshas asked the question. Okay? So let's get back, so let's get it straight. So Tos explains, he's not asking on Abaye, but he's asking on Rav Yosef. Okay, as Rashi explains. We mentioned yesterday, right? So we mentioned the problem. So one problem we mentioned yesterday is that it's still not so simple. Because that's a question on Rav Yosef. And it's on Rav Yosef who's claiming that it's De'oraisa. Because really you don't have to claim it's De'oraisa because it's Tlayv Gzero Gzero. So therefore, what is the implication? The implication is no, that really you can maintain that Pesaruf is Derabanan. But the question is, yeah, but if Pesaruf is Derabanan, then this turns out to be Gzera, Gzera, Gzera. Three steps. Because Basar is Menatara, eating Basar. Then you're going to say Ha'ala of Basar Cham, right, is a Gzera. Right? And then Ha'ala of Basar Tzonin is a Gzera on Gzera of Basar Cham. And then of Oaf is going to be out to that. So that's going to be three Gzeras. So the Isser of Oaf seemingly isn't gonna be on the extension of the Deraisa itself either. It's on an extension of an extension. So how's it relating back to the Deraisa anyways? I mean, there are different routes you could take here. But either way, it's three steps. How is these three steps now gonna relate to the Deraisa, which Ravashi and Abaye maintain has to be the case beyond 6-0-0? So it seems the three steps isn't gonna relate. So therefore, Rav Yosef's point should come back. There must be its Deraisa. And if it's Deraisa, so then even though it's two steps, at least the two steps you could set up in a way where it will tie back to the Deraisa. So therefore, it still should be a proof that it's Deraisa. Right, that's a good question. That's a good question. Is that why don't you say that, let's say according to Rav Yosef, so you're saying is that even if Oaf is Deraisa, it's still going to be Xero, right? So why do you have to say that? So Oaf is Deraisa, why don't you say, now this is the Rabbanon of Hala. Asur to do halak, to do halak and do achila, right? Now, hot or cold, why don't you just say that it's a gezera of being milo basar v'chalav? I mean, why can't it? What does it have to get into? No, it's a gezera is only a milo hot, and then a separate gezera or something even extended to cold. Why not just say, look, halak is a maisa. You can't do the maisa halak on basar and chalav. It's true. The reason why we're worried about it is because when it's hot, that's true. But why can't the tsura of the gezerah simply be that there's an isra of ha'alah? One gezerah of ha'alah, cold, hot, it can't be ma'ala basar and chalav because generically that will lead to this deraisa. Well, why do you have to limit it and say ha'alah on hot, then ha'alah on cold? But just on that point. So I think Michael's saying is that. See, the gezerah of Ha'Allah isn't just a gezerah, like you can't do an action of Ha'Allah. I mean, if it's an action of Ha'Allah, so you say, so why don't you just say Ha'Allah, irrespective of whether it's hot or if it's cold. Ha'Allah's Ha'Allah. Right? But like Ha'Allah, like remember we said Ha'Allah is like the Haskalah Sakhila. Right? Ha'Allah's not Asr in its own right. Ha'Allah is the first step of eating. Right? Now, eating what? Eating what? So if you're telling me you have hot meat and hot milk, then Ha'Allah is the first step in Achilas Basar V'Chalav. Right? Because that's hot meat and hot milk could be Basar V'Chalav. So that's this. But if it's hot, if it's cold meat and cold milk, so then what's Ha'Allah? First step of eating what? First step of eating cold milk and cold of eating Durabana. So that's different things. That's Xero. Because the nature of the Isra of Ha'Allah is that it's Haskalas Achila of something. So, like you said, there's no Isra of Ha'Allah Achila of meat and of milk as two independent substances. That's not this. That's not this. That's not Basar V'Chalav. Basar V'Chalav isn't just two independent things. Basar V'Chalav is a unification through heat. So it's saying that if I bring them both on the table hot, so then you could say that's Haskalas Achila Basar V'Chalav. But the other thing isn't Haskalas Achila Basar V'Chalav. So you can't group together hot and cold, because you say it's both Ha'Allah of meat and milk. That would be if you just defined Ha'Allah as like an independent action. As an action, hot or cold is just an accidental thing. But since you have to understand that Ha'Allah is the haschala of achila. So now you can't just blur hot and cold together, because the question is haschala of what? And one of them is haschala of the basvachal, the other one is not haschala of basvachal, it's haschala of the rabbana. So that's haschala of the rabbana. You want to answer that, so now you tell them that's a gzera, because you have the rabbana first, and then you have the haschala of that the rabbana. So it's saying, so why isn't that a Darabon and the Xerazero problem? That's the question on Rav Yosef. Right. As according to Rav Yosef, the Xerazero is never allowed. It doesn't matter which direction you go. Because once you could show me that Ha'Allah, you're making Xeron Ha'Allah, which is Ashkola Achila, of an Isser Darabon, and then it's Xero, and there's no way out of it. You can't start spinning it the other way around like Rav Ashi does. So he says, so therefore, once you could show me that sonin b'tzonin is an issa d'rabbanan, achila b'tzonin is a d'rabbanan, so then ha'ala b'tzonin is a gzera l'gzera. And I don't care if you want to tell me that the sonin b'tzonin is ha'ala b'tzonin atu ha'ala b'chamin. It doesn't matter. The direction doesn't make any difference. I say gzera l'gzera is impossible. But according to Rav Ashi, you could explain, if it were that ofer d'oraisa, you could explain why you can make this gzera. Because you'll say that there's an issa of ha'ala b'chamin, which is, I'm just doing it the other way. The Isra Deraisa is eating common, hot and hot. Then there's the Isra of Allah, which is an extension of Achila, of Allah of Chamin, which is an extension of Achila. And then you have a Gezera of Allah of Tzonein, Atu Allah of Chamin, which is an extension of the Raisa. So you could do that. Right? So according to Rav Ashi, that way you'd be able to explain it. But according to Rav Yosef, since he's saying Gezera is off limits no matter what, so therefore he has no way to explain it. And that's the force of the question.
And even Rav Ashi would have a problem because...
Yeah, but then our only problem now is that according to Rav Ashi, though, it seems that you still have a problem. It still should be a proof that Rav Yosef's... No, Rav Yosef is wrong anyway, because Rav Yosef holds you can never make zero zero, so forget about it. Because it seems to be... It is zero zero. But it seems to be a proof of his fact that Ofa is deraisa. Because if Ofa is derabanan, then the whole play is not going to work again. Because what are you going to say? You can't be Myla called Ofa, because that's a gzera that you're going to come to be Maila Hadof. But Hadof is an extension of a deraisa. So then you say, and I can't be Maila Hadof because then I'm going to be Maila Hot Meat, which in turn is an extension of the deraisa. So there's too many steps. It doesn't, the whole limitation that he said that you can only make gzera in this unique way, where it relates directly to the extension of the deraisa, the only extension of the deraisa is Halal of Basar. Now to get to of Hot Basar, now, to get the cold chicken, that's a two-stepper. And so how? So you say it's like the same problem. Yeah, so doesn't that also, at the end of the day, even though Rav Yosef's argument isn't good, but doesn't it still prove what Rav Yosef is setting out to prove, that Of is a deraisa? Because if it was a derabanan, you shouldn't be allowed to make this gzera. Right? It's three steps. You should never be allowed to. It should be gzera, 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 which you can't do.
I don't know if it proves his point. Just...
Okay, ready?
Look
at
you.
Cheers, dude. So the thing is like this. So remember that old question we were just talking about before, is that why can't you just say Allah is Allah? Why do you have to start getting into hot and cold? Right? So what do we say? We said because, see, Allah isn't just a Maisa. Allah is the Haschalas Achila, right? Allah Basar V'Chalav is the Haschalas Achilas Basar V'Chalav, right? Let's say by Basar. And therefore, if it's hot or if it's cold. Because if it's hot, it's haschala of the isser of basar v'chala of the araisa. If it's cold, it's haschala of eating two independent things. Hot, you know, meat and milk, which is an isser d'rabbanan, but it's a different, it's haschala of a different thing. So therefore, you can't just say hot and cold come together. They're two different things because of the nature of ha'al. Fine. Now the thing is like this. Let's say you say that of is d'rabbanan. Okay? So now, you have the first gzera is ha'allah of basar b'chalav. Okay? Ha'allah of basar b'chalav, which are hot. Okay? Ha'allah of basar b'chalav is ha'scholas achilas basar b'chalav. Okay? That's an issa d'oraisa. That's an issa d'rabbanan, right? Extension of the d'oraisa. Now, the rabbanan are going to say like this, is that oaf is tricky. Oaf looks like meat or whatever. For whatever reason, the person is going to confuse meat and milk. So therefore, they want to say is that you can't do ha'ala of oaf, because if you do ha'ala of oaf, you're going to do ha'ala of basar. Right?
It's all by chamin.
Well, hold on a second. That's where I'm going to make a move, okay? But you can't do ha'ala of oaf, because if you do, you're going to do ha'ala of basar. Right? Now, is the isra of ha'ala of oaf, bechalav. Is that because it's a haschalas achila? Haschalas achila of ov bechalav? No. That's the whole point. Is that you can't make a gzera, right? That was the whole point. You can't make a gzera. That would be a gzera which you can't do. You can't say you can't do ha'ala of ov bechalav because you'll eat ov bechalav. Because ov bechalav is the rabbanon. You can't make a gzera on eating ov bechalav. But the gzera of ha'ala of ov bechalav is atu ha'alas basar bechalav. Right? So now your Isser Ha'ala is not a Ha'ala of Haschalas Achila. It's not because what it's going to lead to, what it's there, but you can't do a Maisa Ha'ala of Oath B'chalav, because if you do that, you can end up doing a Ha'ala of Basar B'chalav. Okay? So now you're saying that there's an Isser of a Maisa Ha'ala of Oath B'chalav. Oh, but if it's an Isser of a Maisa, this is Isser Maisa, so then you could say is that the Isser of Ha'ala is not going to recognize whether it happens to be hot or cold. If it's Ha'ala, it's Ha'ala. You can't be Ma'ala of Pachala. Hot or cold is going to, in the Maisa Ha'ala, hot and cold is accidental. See, in the Maisa Ha'ala, if you want to tell me they can make a Gezer in the Maisa Ha'ala, hot or cold is accidental. So the Isser, you're saying, there's an Isser of Ha'ala of Ha'ala of Pachala, so it's going to be a hot or cold. That's one gazer. You don't need to have two steps. To have a challah of hot chicken and then a challah of cold chicken. The only reason you needed to have two steps in the basar was because challah wasn't a maisa. See, in a maisa, a hot and cold is accidental. But in basar, challah wasn't a maisa, yes, sir, but it was the haschala of achila. Now, haschala of what? Eating hot or eating cold are two completely different things. You're starting to do two different things. You're starting to eat basar chol d'oraisa, starting to do basar chol d'rabbana. But again, the Isser of Ha'alav, of Pechalav, is not because you're starting to do chicken and Ha'alav, hot chicken and Ha'alav, cold chicken, because on the contrary, you're not allowed to make Gzera to eating Oath and Ha'alav, because that's a Durabam, that's Gzera. Rather, it's because if you do Ha'alav of Oath Pechalav, you can do Ha'alav of Basar Pechalav. So therefore, they had to answer the Maisa Ha'alav of Pechalav. So now, if you have an Isser on the Maisa Ha'alav of Pechalav, hot and cold is accidental. Hot and cold, that's an accidental thing. It's an Isser Maisa of Ha'alav of Pechalav. Even though it happens to be Atu Ha'alav Basar Pechalav, which is only by the hot, right? Or it's different by the hot and the cold. But that doesn't matter, because once it becomes an Isser Maisa, so then it's going to take on the natural frame of Isser Maisa, which isn't going to differentiate between hot and cold. Right, in other words, because even though the gzera of oath, I mean, this is what's a little tricky, is that the isser deraisa is eating a meat and milk, hot meat and milk. And then the isser derabanan, the first isser derabanan is the extension of that, which is being maila, hot meat and milk. Now you're saying there's a gzera of ha'alah of oath, because if you're maila oath and milk, you can end up being maila basar, hot meat and milk. But the meat and milk, which is asr, is only hot. So the chashash really should be when it comes to the hot chicken and milk, because that's what's going to lead to the hot meat and milk. Which I think is true in terms of the chashash. But since the isser is an isser maisa of Allah of Oth Bechalav, and an isser maisa, whether it happens to be hot or cold is an accidental property of the thing. So therefore, it's true that the reason why they're being goes is because of the hot meat and the hot chicken and milk. But the gzera is going to say you can't be maila Oth and Chalav. Categorically. Okay? Because you don't differentiate between hot and cold. The only reason in Basra you differentiate between hot and cold is because it's not an Isser Maisa. So even though Maisa Allah may be the same, but Isser is the Haskal of Achila, so then Haskal of Achila of what? But when it comes to chicken, since it's not Haskal of Achila, then the substance of Oaf is Oaf, whether it's hot or cold is an accidental characteristic. So therefore, it's the Isser is going to extend to both hot and cold. So therefore, even Rav Ashi isn't bothered by the problem of Tzonin B'Tzonin. Because it's still going to be just a gzero, which he allows. He has no problem with, because it's gzero of atu the b'chal of basu b'chal, which is an extension of the deraisa. Hot basu b'chal, which is an extension of the deraisa. So therefore, he has no problems.